The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can you speak up a little bit? Is this Elijah?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Elijah. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So, as you were told, I write for iWatchMike.com, and we understand that you're promoting the release of Sicario, Day of the Soldado, the DVD and Blu-ray release. So, I had a couple of questions, unless there are some things that you wanted to go ahead and speak about.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right, so I was looking over the printout, and I'm really curious because I did see the movie. I loved your portrayal. Not the typical gangbanger. He's coming from a really good family, clean-cut, educated young man. And I just love the way you portray that character. Do you want to speak to us more a little bit about the character and how you...
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, my biggest thing for me was showing that, you know, everything in life isn't just black and white. If anything, it's like it's gray, the in-between gray. And with this character, the biggest thing was showing that evolution from being this, like you said, like this educated kid who comes from a great family with a mother, with a complete family and sisters and mother and like responsibilities, and then he just completely kind of switches up, but it's not for no reason. Like, he just wants more out of life, and he doesn't want to keep working that same like 9 to 5 just to end up paying bills like his father, like every weekend, barely making it like by. So that was my biggest thing, you know, showing that not everything is black and white, and that just every decision that he made throughout the movie got him closer to that, to the end scene. And that's also like what I really liked that the director showed, like kind of the butterfly effect, where the smallest thing that you think wouldn't affect you still affects you in life, or it just sets off like a chain of reactions.
Yeah, it's true. Actually, the way it was done on screen was very interesting, because even though he did come from a good family and had a house, it was like right there at the border, like literally
at the border. So he got to see both sides of it. Yeah, he got to see both sides, and I feel like that definitely also pushed him towards the other side.
I love that. So looking over, I'm very curious because I see that there's additional content in there, Blu-ray and DVD. And it says here, the assassin and the soldier, cast and characters. So can you elaborate a little bit on that? Are you featured in it?
The assassin and soldier. I'm pretty sure. Yes, I am. I did. It gives you more information, the viewer, on the film and just the characters and kind of what drives them and what pushes them and their motivations. And I think it'll definitely give you a better understanding of what's going on. And I think there might be some deleted footage, like some extra scenes, and there's some important scenes in there that I feel like give you a better understanding of my character and the reasons behind what he did.
Oh, that's excellent. So the, not to give away, I'm sure everybody saw it, and if they didn't, so this just might be just a little bit of giving it away. The ending kind of left the door open for a third part. And I would like to take the rest of the time and speak about your relationship with Benicio del Toro, in the movie and yes. maybe off screen? Did he give you some advice, things of that nature?
Oh, yeah. Just seeing him get into the character and, like, the whole set would get quiet and everyone would just hear a pen drop. And I just learned a lot being as an actor and just as a person, you know. His humility and his, like, he was so humble and so caring. And even though, you know, it's Benicio, and he would give me tips in between roles, in between takes, and just help me a lot, you know. And he really pushed me and gave me an understanding where the character should be and how and ways to portray certain things. And yeah, it was amazing work with him. With Josh too, and Benicio, and they all treated me like family. So it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, that's great. Because if memory serves me, I don't know if you had I don't remember scenes with Josh Brolin. So that was going to be another question. So it's great that you had these seasoned actors help you out. So
definitely.
So is that anything that you carried into? I know you're doing another film. If you want to talk about it briefly, We Die Young.
Yes, definitely. We Die Young with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes.
Yeah, it's about a character. It's about a kid who's growing up in slums of D.C. And yeah. He has a little brother. And basically, he's growing up like in a neighborhood, a bad neighborhood. And he has 24 hours to get out of the neighborhood because he's just tired of that life. And he just wants a better life for him and his brother. And he knows there's more out there than just what meets the eye, and like that, it's a really inspiring film. I like it.
Yeah,
kind of shows you to strive for what you go for, kind of like nothing can stop you.
Yeah, I like this. I was reading about it, and you know, and I saw, you know, what the character was doing and what they portrayed. But then again, I'm seeing the positive elements. So is that something that drew you to it?
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot more positive and like lighter tone than Sicario. yeah, definitely. It attracted me to it, and I liked it a lot more, the message behind it. And yes.
Great. So are you kind of make that little, maybe even in the back of your mind, a little decision to make sure that you're portraying, you know, the Latinos in a more positive light? Is that something that you kind of think about?
Yes. Yes, that's one of my goals, to portray these Latino characters as more complex. You know, we're not all just like at the surface or the same thug and stuff. Like, I wanted to show people that we're all humans. We all go through the same things. We all have our own personal lives. We all have our own problems. And you know, it might not always be we might just be put in different situations, and we gotta understand that.
That's true. That's very true. So this is great. Any more tidbits you want to give to the people that are going to be listening, the viewers at iwatchmike.com that will be listening to this, because we're going to post it as a recording?
Yes. I hope that you guys love the film and it opens your eyes and it shows you a different aspect to just what's going on today with everything, especially today with Trump and just the families and the Latino community.
Yeah, how we're trying to keep it together as a family unit.
Yes.
So that's great. I have to say, I'm very happy to hear that your goal is to portray the Latinos in a positive light. It's really great that this, you know, your generation is keeping up and making the change. And I look forward to seeing you keep moving on and keep progressing and moving on to bigger and better things.
It.
You're very welcome. Great. Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up? I know you have a very tight schedule today. Anything else that you would like to share with us?
No. Just, I hope you guys like it. And I hope the people that see it walk away knowing something new, or at least having learned something or taken something from the film.
Wonderful. Well, Elijah, it was a pleasure. I look forward to interviewing you again
pleasure's
in the future. And have a great day, and keep going
Likewise.
With that career.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
You too, baby.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.